Video: Comedian Michelle Wolf brainstorms ways bigot Charlie Kirk could suffer if he wasn't assassinated. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 15, 2025. Comedian Michelle Wolf laughed and grinned as she brainstormed up all of the ways that bigot Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk could suffer if he had lived longer, days after his assassination. Wolf described Kirk, who was fatally shot in the neck area while speaking at Utah Valley University, UV, on Wednesday, as being a bigot and a misogynist. Wolf continued to express that she would much rather Kirk have lived a very long life and grown to see his daughter become a successful, independent career woman who is into witchcraft, along with seeing nationally recognized Muslim holidays and unisex urinals. Right-wing commentator Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck talking about guns, Wolf said. He was very supportive of the Second Amendment and the right to own guns. He was also a bigot and a misogynist. Does that mean I think he should have been shot in the neck? No, of course not. I would much rather him live a very long life and grow old to watch his daughter become a successful, independent career woman who's maybe a little into witchcraft, Wolf continued as she could be seen grinning. Like, think of all the things he might have seen in his lifetime, you know? Like a lesbian president. Nationally recognized Muslim holidays. Beautiful, mixed-race children. Unisex urinals. Stuff that would have made his head explode metaphorically. That's my wish for all of these people. They get to see a future they hate. No matter what they tried to do, and he'd be like, I tried my best. And someone else would be like, not hard enough, buddy. After Kirk was assassinated while taking part in a Q&A with students at UVA, both Republicans and Democrats have mourned his death and the loss of a person who advocated for free speech and engaged in civil discourse. President Donald Trump stated that he would be awarding Charlie Kirk, posthumously, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and has described Kirk as a giant of his generation and a champion of liberty.